Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting new possibilities unlocked by a Python tool called UV.
UV? I've heard whispers. Something about faster package installs?
Faster than you can imagine. It's night and day compared to regular pip. But it's not just about faster Docker builds. It's about entirely new workflows.
Intriguing. Tell me more.
Well, UV now has a run command. You can specify dependencies inline, and it creates a mini virtual environment just to run that script.
So no more massive virtual environments cluttered with dependencies for one-off scripts.
Exactly. It's a game changer, and it gets better. Thanks to a new PEP, you can put these dependencies right in your script's comments using TOML.
Self-contained executable scripts. That's powerful. Imagine sharing code snippets without installation headaches. It's like today I learned, and here's the script to prove it.
I've already started doing that on my blog, sharing little utility scripts with all dependencies included, ready to run. But wait, there's more.
Don't tell me. You found a way to run individual functions in isolated environments?
You know me too well. It's a bit of a hack. Using inspect to grab the function body, pickling arguments, and dynamic Python file creation. But it works.
But why? When would you ever need that?
Benchmarking. Imagine easily comparing performance across different library versions. I tested scikit-learn's PCA speed improvements between versions 1.4 and 1.5, directly in my script, looping through versions.
That's actually brilliant. No more manual environment switching. Did you package up this magic?
It's a little project called UV Trick. More of a proof of concept, really. The point is UV's speed makes these kinds of things possible.
So UV isn't just about speed. It's about enabling new ways of working with Python.
Precisely. Cron jobs, dynamic benchmarking, isolated functions. The possibilities are expanding. I'm even working on bringing this to Jupyter Notebooks with UV NB.
Wow, so what's the catch? There has to be a downside.
Well, Astral, the company behind UV, is small. I'm a bit concerned about long-term sustainability. I'd love to see some reassurance on that front.
That's a valid point. But regardless, UV seems like a real game-changer for the Python ecosystem. Thanks for sharing these insights.
My pleasure. And hey, before we go, a huge shout-out to the Astral team for their innovative work. Keep pushing the boundaries. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next time with more exciting tech discussions. Bye for now.
Goodbye.